Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Alex, Alexis.
Alexis? You can go ahead and transfer over.
Thank you.
Oh. Hello, Alexis?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Hi, my name is Shireen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. Is it Alex or Alexis? I'm sorry.
I prefer Alex.
Alex? Okay. With that being said, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct, I haven't.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
I was.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
Thank you. I'm a little bit better, you know, living the best way I can, you know. But okay. we're it's a fight every day, ain't it?
No, I know. I understand. I'm happy to hear that you're doing okay. Let me ask you this. Do you happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
I'm sorry, the what's the question?
The subtype, the specific diagnosis?
The B-cell lymphoma?
Is it diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes, I was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it was the B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, I haven't. It was just this one.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. And what was the month and year that you were diagnosed?
Ooh, I was diagnosed, when was it? I want to say around January 19th of 2021.
Okay, January 19th, 2021. And where did you spray Roundup? Was that at home or at work?
No, it was at home. I live in an HOA community, so they're very strict. So I had to, you know, use it fairly twice a month, you know,
okay.
Keep the yard in order.
What was the address where you sprayed it?
It's going to be 11024 Stapleton Drive.
Okay, you said 11024 Stapleton Drive.
Yes, 110. Correct. Jacksonville, Florida.
32222?
3222. Correct.
Okay. And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No, ma'am. I'm the man, so it was my job.
Okay. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
In 2019, I want to say, like, 30.
In your 30s?
Like 39,
okay.
I want to say.
And how many years did you spray Roundup for, if you had to
11
estimate?
11 years.
Okay, 11 years. And have
yeah,
you sprayed Roundup?
Years.
Okay, and have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. The following is going to be based off your past and present medical history. This is going to be yes and no's. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, or hepatitis B or C?
No.
Have you ever had Epstein-Barr, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Okay. And have you had any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you had a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Yes. A as in apple. L as in Lima, E as in Echo, X as in X-ray, I as in India, and S as in Sierra.
Okay. And your last name?
Torres is going to be T as in Tango, O as in Orange, R as in Romeo, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, and S as in Sierra.
Okay. And do you have a suffix in your name?
Yes, I do. No, no, I don't.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I am a male.
Thank you. And are you currently married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth, please?
Yes, March 12th, 1981.
Okay. And can I get your full social, please?
Yes, 599-301469.
Okay. And your height and weight?
I am 5'10 and weigh 165 pounds.
Okay. And can I get your email, please?
Yes, A as in Apple, R as in Romeo, J as in Juliet, I as in India, M as in Mike, E as in Echo. No, jimeneasy555@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have arjimeneasy555@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, and I have your phone number at 727-510-0313.
Correct.
And is this your cell or your home number?
This is my cell.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
A TV commercial.
Okay. And how did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related, or when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
I started having like really bad chest pains, discomforting and breathing and coughing, and then I went to the hospital.
And did you find out from your doctor that there was a correlation, or
yes,
that there was a correlation? Okay. And what date was that?
Correct. Ooh. When I went to the doctor, when was it? I think the 15th.
15th of
January. I think January. Yeah, the January 15th.
2021.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Alrighty, and then if you had to guess a number, how many times a year did you use Roundup?
Twice a month, at least, safely. About maybe 22, 24 times a year. So twice a month.
So about 24 times a year. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what month and year did you start spraying Roundup? Rough estimate.
Around March 9th of 2010.
And what month and year did you stop spraying Roundup?
January of 2021.
Okay. And where did you apply and how big of an area was it applied?
I have a big yard, so I would do it on my grass, around the trees, stuff like that. Anywhere that the grass needed any type of extra treating is where I sprayed it.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm, you sprayed in the state of Florida?
Correct.
Okay. The next couple questions are a little bit repetitive, so please bear with me. What was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Okay, and then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly through home landscaping?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it all the time?
Yes.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to guess a number?
Oof. I mean, 22 times a year. I mean, we got the house. I'm at least more than 100. Less than 150, but more than 100.
So what number would you want me to put? 100? Could you
save? Put like 120. You know,
120? Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. And then the following are going to be yes or no's. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No, I do not.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No, not right now. Not after this.
Okay.
No.
The attorneys do ask if you happen to find anything. Just do not destroy or tamper with it because it'll help you with your case, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And the type of Roundup, what type of Roundup did you use? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was concentrated.
Okay. And what store did you purchase it from? Do you remember?
Yeah, Home Depot. It is right around the corner from the home.
Okay. All right. The next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. I'm going to try to get through them fairly quick. Have you ever smoked?
Yes, in my past.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Yes, a lot of it.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So how many years did you smoke for?
I smoked when I was a lot younger, probably when I was 18, and I was really only smoking for 6 months. I didn't like smoking like that.
Okay. So I do have to put a minimum. Okay. I think I could put, no. I'm going to have to put a year. Is that okay? Does a year sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I don't, it doesn't allow me to put months.
No, no problem. Yeah, I wasn't really a smoker like that. I tried it for a little bit, and then it was a thing, and then I stopped.
No worries. We all went through that phase. And then what were the dates that you were unable to work, do you recall, due to treatment?
I remember that I was receiving my treatment. I got diagnosed in January. I remember from January of, like, 2021, I haven't started working. I didn't work for, like, two and a half years after that, you know. And then I was doing little side jobs, and then I just couldn't do it, and it was taking a toll on my body. So I haven't worked since January.
January of 2024?
Of 21.
Okay. So from January 2021 until now?
Yes, correct. I haven't worked.
Okay. Alrighty, so in terms of the doctor that diagnosed you, what is their name?
It was Dr. Laura Zuberi.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Yes, L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, and A as in Alpha. And last name is Zuberi, Z as in Zulu, U as in Unicorn, B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, and I as in India.
Oh, I did find her. Lara Zuberi. Is this the doctor that also that treated you as well?
Yes, correct. She's a hematologist.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for her by chance or no?
Yes. If you give me 2 seconds, I'll get that for you.
Okay, perfect.
All right, area code 904-202-7300.
Perfect. And then where did she treat you?
She treated me at Baptist Medical Center in Beaches.
Is that 800 Prudential Drive? Oh, wait, no.
No, it's 1350 13th Ave.
1350.
In Jacksonville Beach.
Okay, Baptist Medical Center, Beaches?
Yes.
And this is where she diagnosed and treated you?
Correct.
Okay, just want to confirm. And then what was the day that you started treatment?
The day I started treatment, I want to say it was January 23rd of 2021.
January 23rd, 2021?
Yes, more than certain.
Okay, and what kind of treatment did you receive? Any stem cell I'm sorry, stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, or any other treatment?
Yes, I received chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and pain medications.
All right, thank you so much. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It made me stop working completely. I don't even have the energy to even do the smallest stuff. You know what I'm saying? Work. You know, I was hospitalized, lost my job. You know what I mean? So, looking actually to get employed is something that may be a little bit easier on my body now.
Okay. I'm really, really sorry to hear that you went through this, but I'm happy to hear that you're still with us and alive.
Appreciate that.
Of course. And then your current address, is it the same, the Stapleton address, or no, a different address?
No, it's the same address.
Okay, so 11024 Stapleton Drive in Jacksonville, Florida.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Zip code 32222.
Correct.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, they don't live with me.
And do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes, of course.
And who is this person to you?
My brother.
And what is your brother's phone number?
Area code is 407-580-4074.
Okay, repeat the
First
last
name,
four.
Johnny.
Repeat the last four, I'm sorry.
4074.
4074.
No, excuse me, my bad.
No, you're fine. And then his first name is Johnny, Johnny.
Johnnie.
IE, okay. And last name?
Torres.
Torres. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review all the information with you on the phone really quickly before I send over the documents. If I'm moving too fast, please feel free to interrupt me. Or if something sounds incorrect, interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed roughly around January 19, 2021, and you sprayed Roundup at the address of 11024 Stapleton Drive in Jacksonville, Florida, zip code 32222. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 11 years. I have your first name as Alexis, Alexis. Last name Torres, Torres. I have your social as 599-30-1469, and I have your date of birth as March 12, 1981. I have your height and weight as 5'10", 165 pounds. And I have your email as A as in apple, R as in rain, JIMENEZ555@gmail.com. I have your cell phone number as 727-510-0313. I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around March 9, 2010, and the date that you stopped spraying Roundup roughly around January 1st, 2021. You sprayed in the state of Florida. You sprayed directly at home. You've had about roughly around 120 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You used a concentrate, and you purchased that at Home Depot. You smoked for 6 months, but I did have to put down a year, but in additional notes, I did put down 6 months. You were unable to work due to treatment. You stopped working in January 2021. I have the doctor that diagnosed and treated you as Lara Zuberi. She is at Baptist Medical Center Beaches, and she is located at the address of 1350 13th Ave South, Jacksonville Beach, Florida, zip code 32250. The phone number I have for her is 904-202-7300. I have the date that you started treatment as January 23rd, 2021. Good so far? Okay. I have your treatment as chemotherapy, radiation, and pain medication. And I have your current address is 11024 Stapleton Drive in Jacksonville, Duval County, Florida, zip code 32222. And I have your emergency contact as Johnny Torres. Johnny spelled J-O-H-N-N-I-E. Last name Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. That is your brother. He does not live with you. We do have emergency, we do have permission to contact this person in emergency circumstances. And the phone number I have for you is for him is 407-580-4074. Is that correct? Okay. Anything else you'd like me to add?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speaker. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents right now. Let me know once you receive that text, okay?
Okay.
All right, did you receive them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and click on the link in the text message.
Okay.
It's going to prompt you with a bunch of yellow buttons saying continue, agree, so-and-so. Just click through those yellow buttons, and then it'll prompt you to a signature. And then you start clicking the yellow buttons, and then it's going to keep prompting you to signatures. Whenever you can't click on the yellow button, that means you have to put down a signature, okay?
Okay.
And then if you have any questions, let me know.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text from my direct line with my information. So if you need anything at all, that will be my main point of contact, okay?
Okay. So you're done signing.
Okay, let me see on my end. All right, Alex, perfect. With that being said, again, if you need anything at all, I did send you a text, so that will be my main point of contact. So if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. If you happen to know of anyone that was affected by Roundup, you can send them my information as well. I'd be more than happy to help assist them. In the next 24 to 48 hours, the attorneys are going to reach out to you to verify the case with you, everything that we went over on the phone. So if you have any questions or concerns, you know, regarding the lawsuit and anything like that, just ask them all your questions when you speak to them. Be on the lookout for their call. And just by the way, they can't start working on your case until they speak to you on the phone. So just keep that in mind. Other than that, Alex, I do want to thank you so much for your time and being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate you sharing all that information with me and trusting me to be your intake specialist. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I think that'll be it for this evening. Thank you for calling and reaching out.
Of course. Thank you, Alex. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You also.
All right. Bye-bye.